Brother Hanson from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to continue our study in the book of the Revelation, Revelation of John, and we're going to get right into the study. And we are about at the, let's see where we're at. John and Paul both face challenge in guiding their non-Jewish followers into faith and practice. That was a distinct from religious culture around them in a situation where a religion is firmly established. Some disagree, some degree of tolerance on the part of the Christians may be acceptable, but for the most part, some of the Jewish people did not want to have their type of religion. Now, although this can easily lead to complacency for the early Christians, any tolerance whatsoever blurred the lines of distinction between them and the surrounding culture, making faithfulness that much more difficult. We might consider the attitudes of Paul and John and consider how they address our spirit of tolerance or lack thereof for various practices of society and the church today. Now, to the letter of Thyatira. Now, this is chapter 2 and verse 18. The letter of Thyatira to the angel, or the messenger, the angel, actually, Angelo, the actual angel, actually. Angels actually give messages, believe it or not. Now, some do not believe this, but they do. They actually give messages. And to the angel of the church of the Thyatira, I don't believe this is a pastor, it's his actual angel. And as we went over it earlier, the Son of God, whose eyes are like fiery flame and whose feet are like polished brass, says this, I know your works, your love, faith, service, and endurance, and that your last works are greater than the first. Yet I hold this against you, that you tolerate the woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, who teaches and misleads my servants to play the harlot and to eat food sacrificed to idols. I have given her time to repent, but she refuses to repent of her harlotry. So I will cast her on a sick bed and plunge those who commit adultery with her into intense suffering. Unless they repent of their works and her works, I will also put her children to death. This shall all the churches come to know, that I am the searcher of hearts and minds, and that I will give each of you what your works deserve. But I say to the rest of you in Thyatira, who do not uphold this teaching and know nothing of the so-called deep secrets of Satan, on you I will place no further burden, except that you must hold fast to what you have until I come. To the victor, or the overcomer, who keeps to my ways until the end, I will give authority over the nations. He will rule over them with a rod of iron. Like clay vessels will they be smashed, just as I received authority from my Father. And to him I will give the morning star. Whoever has ears to hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Now, 2:18, Thyatira. This is quite a statement. And those of you that thought that the Son of God was a pushover, just go over this. This is an unbelievable statement by Christ. Like clay vessels, they're going to be smashed. And he describes himself as a fiery flame. feet who polish brass. I know your works, love, faith, service, endurance. I know all this stuff. I know what you're doing. But you hold this against, he holds this against this church or this body of believers or this type of believer, whatever you want to classify this as. They tolerate the woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess. Now, this could be many things. This is not, it may not be exactly what, word for word verbatim of what we're reading. It could be, there's something else behind it. Thyatira had a temple dedicated to Apollo, who was associated with the sun, the S-U-N, not the Son of God. Christ is the one whose eyes and feet blaze and shine like the sun. Now, 2:20, the woman Jezebel. John's using the name of the wife of the king Ahab of Israel, who introduced the worship of false gods into Israel, actually to make them, he really made them backslide. That's in 1 Kings 16:31-33. To describe those in Thyatira who believed that it was permissible to buy meat in the market, which had been sacrificed to idols, John continues his very strict attitude toward this problem. This may lead us to think about how, you know, our actions as well appear to others. The chapter 2 and 22-23, these verses contain a warning of strict punishment, including death, for those who continue to buy meat sacrificed to idols. For John, this was an issue of spiritual life and death. And 2:22, those who commit adultery with her. John draws on the symbolism used in Hosea and elsewhere in the Old Testament, where Israel's unfaithfulness to God by worshiping false gods is called adultery, or going to a prostitute. Did you get that? Or do I have to repeat that again? John draws on the symbolism used in Hosea and elsewhere in the Old Testament, where Israel's unfaithfulness to God by worshiping false gods is called adultery or going to a prostitute. 2:23, I'm the searcher of the hearts and the minds. This phrase underscores the meaning of the eyes of flame. 2:24, the so-called deep secrets of Satan. Now, the deep secrets of Satan were revealed by the angels that fell. Some of them taught some of these deep secrets. In the book of Enoch, you'll find this. And this particular thing was found in some of the that was taught by some of the angels. And if we realize this, that they were taught this deep secrets of the fallen angels and Satan, either John is being sarcastic about those who claim to know the deep secrets of God, or in the church of Thyatira, there were members of a group later called Gnostics. I know you guys out there know who the Gnostics are, who claimed that spirituality consists of knowing the deep secrets of reality. Now, the church in all ages must Remember that to be faithful, a faithful follower of Christ means living a life of simple obedience. It never merely means possessing deep intellectual knowledge of spiritual things. Although individuals may be given this gift for the benefit of the church, some, and, you know, they let it go to their heads. You know, they label themselves Gnostics. I know some pastors that became Gnostics.
I'll tell you, Brother Hansen, we're Gnostics now.
Give me a break. I've heard it all. After 40, 50 years of ministry, I've heard it all. You know, not to be bragging, but I've heard a lot. Whereas Thyatira was perhaps the most unimportant town in the area, those who are victorious in Christ will be rulers of nations. He will rule them with an iron rod, like clay vessels will be. They will be smashed. These words refer to the prophecy about Messiah in Psalm 2 and at verse 8 and 9, in which he promised authority over the nations. 2:28, the morning star. This refers to Christ himself, the morning star. And in every church at one time or another, there's arise a strong and influential voice which call for the compromise with culture and society and maybe with DEI and DIO and DO and trans this and trans that and LGBT. I mean, you've heard it all. Their arguments include all kinds of liberal things. And a lot of us are past that and can't be fooled. I mean, a lot of people have gone beyond that point where you can be fooled by a political figure or a liberal leader or somebody trying to get you to be more non-racist. I mean, it's in every branch. It makes us more attractive to people if we include everybody, you know. Well, the Islamics and the Islamists, we can get along with it. No, you can't. You can't get along with somebody that hates your Christ and hates you and do not believe the way their Allah is not God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, no matter how you read it. Their Allah is a Satan, actually. It's not God. It's not the Yahweh of the Bible, Jehovah of the Bible. The Jehovah of the New Old Testament is the Jesus Christ of the New. And Allah has nothing to do with that. So just leave it at that. The Catholic Pope is so inclusive. He said, well, we can get along with the Islamists. No, you can't. There's no way. You can't compromise with the devil. And if you start compromising with the devil, you're going to be included in the devil. So, for what it's worth, it's going to hurt. Now, many things will make you more attractive to people, but less attractive to God. These voices must be dealt with quickly and decisively. They'll drag the entire house down if you're not careful. The same time we're dealing with the seditious voices, we must beware lest we discourage those who are seeking to do, you know, to come to the right God, the right Christ. You know, you can't include everybody. It's just impossible. Because you start including the devil, you've just made the biggest mistake of your life. And I can see that we're out of time. We're going to take this up tomorrow in the third chapter. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, have mercy on us. And let us be right in our doctrine, and let us be correct in our thinking, and let us not be drugged down into the gutter. And help us to realize the blood of Jesus Christ is the only thing that can save us. Nothing else. The blood. of Jesus Christ, his deity, he is the triune God. God, he is God. We must realize this. He's no one, he's not Allah, he's not some angel created by God. He's God. If we don't realize this, we're about to lose our entire proof and the truth that God wants us to surround ourselves with. So come into our lives, O God, Lord Jesus. Let us be born again. Let the nature of Christ become a part of us. And let us be a part of the family of God. We thank you, Lord, right now in Jesus' name. Go to our website, krciradio.com, and give us a message. Let us know you're listening. We'd love to hear from you. We need to hear from you. Write to us at KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. And please write to us and let us know you're listening. We need to hear from you. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.